did not put this stool out here to do my monologue. You will notice in the program notes that there is an absence of anything about the next piece, the Benjamin Britten, Reflections on a Song of John Dowland called Lacrimae. It gives me a chance to talk to you for a few minutes. And also to explain to you that I think I really made a mistake in calling this series the 20th Century Viola, because it's sort of violist, because it sort of makes it seem as though I am the 20th Century Viola. I assure you that the first quarter of this century went by without my presence. And I really am a sort of post-depression baby, and I took part in the Great World War II, and I really meant for it to be the 20th Century Viola, that this should be what it's all about. But anyway, to get to the Britten piece, I looked up in my Groves Music Dictionary about Mr. Dowland, and it appeared from the 10 or 12 closely spaced sentences, pages about him, that I must have been absent in music history the day they brought up Mr. Dowland, and I'm glad to say now I know what an important man he was. Something like 4 books of 21 songs each, and that he was one of the greatest lutenists of the 16th century, as well as a great singer. He was probably the father of the art song. All of those who did make the music history class or teach it will know all these things. But anyway, I found it very interesting. And Mr. Britten, as you know, is very fond of writing variations. Witness his theme on Purcell for the Young People's Guide to the Orchestra, and theme on variations of Frank Bridge. And Miss Norrison, I think he's written some very, very inventive and imaginative variations for this lovely song. At times they were so imaginative that we had to look very hard to find the original song. But it was there, always was there. And you will, at the end of this, hear the very beautiful song, Lacrimae, which I think means my tears, or flow my tears. And as you mostly know, I'm very fond of the song form. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.